Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. European leaders are holding an emergency summit today to discuss an increase in defence spending and support for Ukraine. President Zelensky is due to attend the talks in Brussels. Yesterday, he said there had been positive movement with the US, despite Washington suspending intelligence sharing with Kyiv. A Russian missile strike on a hotel in Ukrainian President Zelensky's hometown has killed 4 people and injured 31, with about half of them in serious condition. In a televised address last night, President Macron warned that Russia has become a clear threat and Europe cannot be sure that the United States will remain on its side. His comments came ahead of today's EU summit. In national news, Luxembourg's next wage indexation is expected in the second quarter of 2025, according to a new report from Statec. The forecast comes as annual inflation edged down from 1.9 to 1.7%, despite a notable rise in consumer prices in February. Luxembourg's major trade unions are demanding stronger protections for security guards after a recent violent attack in an electronics store in Gare, stressing that no worker should have to accept violence as part of the job. While the number of women in managerial roles across the European Union has steadily increased over the past decade, Luxembourg remains amongst the countries with the lowest representation of female managers, according to the latest EU labour force survey. The Grand Duchy only has 22.2% of women in managerial positions, placing it only ahead of Croatia and Czechia. In other news, the Vatican says Pope Francis is resting today after spending a peaceful night as he nears 3 weeks in hospital with pneumonia. According to the Holy See, the 88-year-old used an oxygen mask overnight for a third time. Massive German spending pledges and uncertainty caused by US trade policy are fueling expectations the European Central Bank could signal that a pause in interest rates is in sight. The ECB is widely expected to make its 6th cut since June last year. And finally, the 15th edition of the Luxembourg City Film Festival starts today, running until the middle of the month. As usual, the programme is very diverse, with both fiction films and documentaries, as well as an entire programme dedicated to virtual reality. The festival opens with a screening of Hot Milk, starring Vicky Creeps, Emma Mackey and Fiona Shaw. Among many events, actor Tim Roth will be giving a masterclass. He stars in Desiree Nosbusch's first feature film, called Poison, which will be shown at this year's festival. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with some results in the Champions League last 16 first leg, Harry Kane said his 2 goals in Bayern's win over Bayer Leverkusen were probably the most important so far. Kane's 9th-minute header and second-half penalty put Bayern in control of the tie ahead of next week's return leg against the German champions and on track for the quarter-finals. In other matches, Barcelona beat Benfica 1-0, Liverpool beat Paris Saint-Germain 1-0 and Feyenoord lost to Inter Milan 2-0 in Rotterdam. And in cricket, Rashim Ravindra and Kane Williamson struck brilliant centuries as New Zealand posted the highest ever Champions Trophy total of 362-6 in their semi-final against South Africa in Lahore yesterday. The winners will face India in the final in Dubai on Sunday.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's another sunny spring day after a chilly start. We're seeing temperatures of around 7 degrees this morning, rising to highs of 15 to 17 degrees in the afternoon.